Hello.
Hi, Paige. Good afternoon. This is John Carl with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good. How about yourself?
Real good. I just wanted to touch base. I know you said you want me to give you a call after 2 o'clock today regarding the optimization for Google and Facebook. And so just checking in to see if you had a chance to review everything with Josh.
Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to create a secondary Facebook account, though, because he was like, I don't want to do that unless we make a separate one.
Yeah, that's okay. You can do that at any time before the onboarding call. I mean, we can schedule an onboarding call either tomorrow or Wednesday, whatever time works best for you.
We can do it tomorrow.
Okay. Earliest time slot I have is going to be 9 to 10 a.m., and the last time slot of the day is 5 to 6 p.m.
9 to 10 a.m.
Okay. All right. Let me send this. So I'll go ahead and is it okay if I start the process of entering all the information in now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then, Paige, I'm assuming I actually didn't get your last name. What is your last name?
Marsh.
M-A-R-S-H?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Okay. And the numbers I'm going to have on file for you, 503-702-0860, what do you want the main line for the business to be, like on your advertising and marketing?
That's my personal number. The main line is going to be 512-967-3153.
So 512-967-3153 is what you want all of your like marketing correspondents to go through, right?
Yep, that's what's on our yard signs. That's what I put online. That's what's supposed to be on Google, not the 503-707 because we got two Texas numbers because we didn't want it through our personal stuff.
Gotcha. So, and then when we're calling to speak with you, 503-702-0860 is your best contact number, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other one works too. They're both tied to my cell phone. That's just my personal one. So either or works.
Okay. And then I had another number of 3586 being the last word. Is that Josh's number? I can just wipe that from the contact list?
Yeah, that's Josh's. You can wipe that and the 707 because he won't be the person that you guys ever speak with.
Gotcha. Okay, so no 707, and then the 967-3153 works as well if I put that as, like, your contact plus the business contact. Got it. Okay?
Yep, that's perfect.
Okay, and then so you have about 10 minutes. I'm going to go through a couple questions here just to get everything set up. We said tomorrow's call will be 9 to 10, so let me get you the invite. Let me see that there. 11. And then the best address for the business, 802 East Avenue D is in Douglas, is that right?
Yes, it's going to be 802 East Avenue D, and it's unit 1455.
And is that like a home base address?
No, sir. That is that goes to the Coppers Cove post office. That's where we have everything listed under because we didn't want anything tied to our home address.
Okay. And so let me ask you this: if typically Google is going to require a physical address, so the way that that's set up. Most likely, because if they do, like, the video inquiry and whatnot, let me check. Wait, you're already verified on Google, but let me double-check one more time.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No, you're good. But the one thing on there is it does have, I could have swore I saw on Google that it has my husband's personal number, and that has to be switched around.
3586, we're going to wipe away to put your correct. Actually, it's going to be going directly to you. We're going to set up a tracking number and something that we talked about briefly where it's going to give you that back-end analytics of the number of calls going through to you. But as far as you're concerned, you'll see all calls going directly through to you. You won't notice any difference. You'll just have back-end analytics to justify, you know, your expenditures with us to show that we're getting volume.
Okay. I just want to make sure that his personal line is not on the internet. You know what I mean?
Right. We're gonna remove that. It'll be a slightly different number, and then all calls will connect only to 512-967-3153.
Perfect.
Okay. And then
we're trying to be really good, you know, and keep business and personal.
Yeah, I know. A lot of juggling sometimes to do that. So, and then the domain of blacktailexteriors.com, obviously that's going to remain intact. Do you want us to include that website service, or you're okay with just maintaining your own website that you're building out? Remember, it's free either way, so totally up to you.
I kind of really want you guys to do it, but I don't know how I'm going to pull that domain from Wix.
Well, you mean pull it from them, like, well, what we can do to make your life easier, and this will really give you a justification of our efforts, we can change everything and do a brand new domain for you that's very close to that, and then that way your domain of Blacktail Exteriors will still maintain its own, you know, presence online. It'll still be there. Does that make sense?
But
if you want it like that.
Like, interfere, because I've already set up all of our business emails and everything through Google, is that going to interfere with those email addresses? Like, I don't want to make a mess trying to switch everything over and then have to redo.
Well, then that's a good point. So,
and everything else.
So for example, with Wix, I mean, they're like hosting it, you're saying, and you want to be able to kind of take back ownership of it so they're not hosting it?
Well, if I can do away with getting out of them and you guys build a website for free and everything can stay the way that it is, then I would much rather go that route. If I have to stay with Wix because of the domain, then...
Right. But you bought the domain, right, through Wix is what you're saying, right? Or I thought you brought
mm-hmm.
it through GoDaddy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you bought it through Wix. So... At the end of the day, like, again, we've done this before. As long as we have access to it, I don't see why we couldn't just build everything out from inside of your domain. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So like, I mean, my onboarding team will know all those details because we deal with a lot of clients who use Wix. So it's not any different. It's just that it'll be our code and our content, but it'll still be hosted by Wix, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to exit from Wix a year later, again, I don't know the exact process that's going to entail, but, you know, we'll be here for that as long as you still like us a year later. You know, I mean, we sure believe you will, but, you know, just to make sure that that's fully addressed. So we can do it that way. Again, you know, whatever you want us to do, the onboarding team will walk you through your options on that. So can I just put that in the notes then? Paige wants to be walked through all options with her website because it is currently hosted through Wix.
Yes, please.
Okay. Wants to know if we can rebuild her website, which on current domain, which is currently...
That's what I can, because I'm looking at my subscriptions right now. And everything, and so I have my domain one set up on a yearly cycle, and so you have to have two through them. You have to have your domain, and then you have to have your business one for the website. And when I'm looking
uh-huh.
at the actual website stuff, it does say that you can assign it to a different site. So I don't know if that means that I could assign it to you guys.
Yeah, that's usually what it is, I think. I mean, because if it's similar to GoDaddy, we do this all the time with GoDaddy. I just didn't know the specifics of your Wix agreement. But if it's same as like that, then absolutely we should be able to build a website on it. So here's the notes that I just gave the team right now. Wants to know if we can rebuild her website on current domain, which is currently hosted by Wix. Right?
Okay.
That's basically it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because obviously you want to keep that domain, but you just want our content on it. And just so you know, and if you ever did stop using us as a service but wanted to keep the website only, I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, it's a monthly charge of $50 a month if all you wanted from us was to maintain that content as we build it out and do the, like, kind of white glove maintenance of your website. but just not do anything on the optimization or Facebook side.
Because I wonder if it is cheaper. It cost me $467.64 for a website with them.
Right, but they're not doing any building or of it, right?
No,
so it would be, it's basically an extra $10 a month to have us do the full build out maintenance and stuff.
Which is kind of, to be honest, easier because I mean, I'm tech savvy and whatnot, but I'm like, this website, I can't.
I mean, it's not like you already have 5 million other things to do, so, you know, delegating for $10 a month is probably okay, right?
Yeah, if we can get that switch over, then I'm on board for that all the way, 100%.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I just don't know what your exit contingencies are with Wix. So, obviously, we do a lot where we host everything from the beginning, even if you own the domain. I just don't know, like, if Wix will even let you exit it. So, do you want to put that in the notes, too? We'll also look into her cancellation options with Wix.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It doesn't even really, I guess I'll have to, well, it gives me options. It says assigned to the domain itself. It says assigned to a different account, unassigned from the site, manage DNS records, transfer away from Wix, transfer to a different Wix account. So it seems like if I were to transfer away from Wix, it would be feasible, being it's already been paid for.
Okay. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's already paid for, that's one thing. I was saying if there was any way to get money. So since you prepaid a year, I'm sure that's what I put in the notes now, too. You're also going to look into your cancellation options with Wix or cancellation / transfer options with Wix. If we can just host her domain instead, right? So that's what I put there.
Okay.
All right. Good to know here. And now, Paige, on the card that's going to be used today, is it under your name or Josh's name?
Give me just a second. I'm starting notes. I apologize.
I know it's one and the same if your partner is also your spouse, so I understand.
So the business account is actually listed as Blacktail Exteriors LLC, and then it does say Josh's name is his full name. Let me look at my card. Hold on a second. Just so I tell you the exact correct information, that way there's no hiccups.
You said there's an LLC at the end of it.
Yeah, let me just verify that real quick. He has it right now, but I have a picture of it. Okay, so it's listed as Joshua Kane, K-A-I-N-E, Marsh, and then Blacktail Exteriors, LLC. I had it backwards, I apologize.
No worries.
And when is this card going to be charged?
Once we get done with the questionnaire today, it's your, first month's charge here. And then... I know Blacktail Exteriors, like from what we talked about, you do mainly roofing, but anything else that you want to list as far as what you specialize in?
So we do fascia boards and soffits, concrete, we do gutters, store damage repairs, just want to make sure.
Did you say concrete roofs? Is that what you said?
No, we do concrete, like just concrete work in general.
Like drywall and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We can do everything and anything as long as the structure is already built. I have subcontractors out the wazoo who can literally do everything. I just had somebody build a pergola the other day. And then we had a customer, my husband's actually currently at his house right now with his crew. They have a tiki hut in their backyard by their pool, and their straw from the tiki hut got ruined in the hail damage, and so they're replacing that.
Nice. Okay, so basically, you'll have a lot of different keywords. I'm going to let you know of the few, and then you let me know when you want to add more, or you'll let the onboarding team know. But here's what I have so far. Roofing, fascia boards, soffits, gutters, storm damage repairs, roof repairs, concrete, driveways, wood decks, pergolas. I'll probably also put like hardscapes. A lot of people use that term a lot, right? You do like that, retaining walls and things like that? Nope. Okay, that's fine. Concrete work.
Well, I know we do like drywall patching. We do paint. We install metal roofs as well.
Metal roofs, okay. Cool. That's a good list right now, and then we'll do more as you need to, right? So that's not a problem. Again, onboarding call, they'll get more detail there. Let me just put a couple things here. We did have a Yelp listing. Not using anyone else for SEO, like what we're doing on Google and Facebook, right?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
You're not using anyone else for this type of service, like the Google and Facebook optimization?
No. I've come down everybody and tell you.
Well, thank you, Paige.
You made it through. You have no idea how many calls I've gotten. You made it through.
Well, you know, it helps that, not to prejudge, but it might help that we're from California and have, you know, American-sounding voices. I don't know if that helps at all, but hopefully it does.
It does, because everybody from, like, the Google side who's called me, oh, man, they either couldn't speak English very well, or we get halfway through the call and they disconnect. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I will let you know, too, when our onboarding team calls, a lot of them are bilingual, so they might have a slight accent, but I'm sure it won't be nearly as prominent as what you've experienced from other calls.
That's totally fine. And I became a really good friend with ChatGPT, so if I got to translate anything, I can make it happen.
You're good. And then are we building out a new Facebook business profile? Yes, right?
Yeah, I'm going to set up a new one. Because my husband was like, I'm all about this. And then I was like, well, we got to give him, you know, our Facebook password. And he's like, that's not happening. And I was like, I thought you were going to say that. He's like, can we just make another one and then they can just have complete access over that?
And the answer was yes. Cool. All right. And the last thing here,
so I need to have that call set up before Wednesday, correct?
We have the onboarding call tomorrow, so if you can do it by tomorrow's call, yeah.
What day is
this? Did you want the call Wednesday instead?
No, I apologize. I just stuck it on the wrong day on my calendar.
I'll email you the invite. Let me make sure I have that sent over. Thank you for using calendars, right? I mean, that's how it happens when you're juggling three different things, having two different phone numbers at all times. All right, so I just sent you the invite. Well, I do, Rira, I run my own solar business, so I have a little bit of an idea.
That's right. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we work at home, but I have, like, a whiteboard for just our projects that's going on. I have a calendar whiteboard. I have another whiteboard with my projects that I got going on and things I need to do and a million sticky notes on every single one of them.
Well, I mean, more power to you. And Josh probably says this all the time, but thank goodness you run the business, because I'm sure he does a good job with the manpower, but you got to use the brain power on your end. So, you know, kudos to you.
Thanks.
I'm sure you get that praise all the time, right?
No, not really. I appreciate it. I just, you know, it is a lot. Like, when you talk to somebody else who runs their own company, like, it's just nice to be able to talk to somebody who really truly understands how much work goes into it.
Oh, my gosh. I built so many spreadsheets on Google because, you know, it's cheaper than trying to buy Excel all the time. And so I have so many Google spreadsheets on my end, like, to keep track of all my appointments, follow-throughs, installations, and, you know, people to call to say congratulations and happy birthday and stuff like that, because, you know, referrals are huge in this industry. So, mm-hmm. I got to be friends with everyone, too. Now, what hours of operation do you want to show on the website?
8 to 5.
Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
You know they're still going to call when it says closed on Saturday, Sunday, though, just to be sure.
That's fine.
But I'll... Okay.
And the only reason why I say that is because normally when we do our builds, the crew shows up and they work, you know, 7 to 8. But in office, I'm in office, you know, normally a good chunk of the day. Sometimes I'm not. So 8 to 5 is just...
Okay.
Well, that's the nice thing, again, from working from home, because even when you're not in the office, you can pretend to be in the office.
Right. Key phone here. Now, the last thing that I was going to actually check after getting your information on your hours operation. So on your the address you provided, do you want that published on your listings and whatnot, or just leave it unpublished so that way it shows you more as a service provider?
If you can, I mean, if you can leave it unpublished, if that's easier, because I mean, if anybody were to go to that, it'd just take them to the post office.
Yeah, okay, so please do not publish physical address on EVP, Facebook, or website.
I have to still do that video thing, even though I'm already halfway verified through Google?
I don't think so. Like, I mean, we'll double check that just to make sure you have the proper verification. Because sometimes when you don't, so we'll verify that on our end. You know, our Google Business Profile experts will confirm that. But you already have two reviews, so I do think that you are verified technically. So I don't see that should be an issue. I did provide a link to that, so that way the team can see that. We will, the things we'll need logins to, just so you're prepared for onboarding call and usually the day after, is Google Business Profile, like whatever login information there, so we can optimize that for you. The Facebook page, of course, and then since we're using your own domain, access to your own domain, so that way we can port in all the like web coding and whatnot.
Okay. So like my Wix login?
I'm not sure if it's the Wix login specifically, but something like that. Yeah, usually like, again, I use GoDaddy as a sample because I know we do a lot with GoDaddy. And yeah, they would be asking for like your GoDaddy login. So probably they'll be asking for the same thing like your Wix login.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here. About 3 minutes left. Let me just get everything set up for the payment here. Again, we're going to do the $249 program. That's going to include the website as well. And then I sent this in the email. My apologies. We didn't talk about it over the phone. There is a one-time setup fee for all the programming. Not to break your back, though. It's $99. So the initial charge is $348.
I don't get a discount because you made it through?
Well, you know, the fact that you asked... you know what we say, closed mouths don't get fed. So I will do what I can. And what I do know that I have done in the past, so I'll just pretend that I already asked for it and just ask for, what they say, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So
right.
I'll cut that down to $50 or $49. $50. So it'll be $299 instead of $348.
Oh.
Is that fair? Okay.
Yep.
All right. But thank you for asking, and that's why you're a great person to have in the back office, because you're willing to even ask, right? So, all right, so I just got everything set up. Let me just set up that last piece there, and then we're going to do the phone verification portion, so that's the recorded portion of the call to make sure everything's set up right here. So name on the card is Joshua, you said, right?
Yeah, so Joshua... And then Kane, K-A-I-N-E, and the last name is Marsh, M-A-R-S-H.
I don't think I need to worry about the middle name being there, so I think we'll be all right.
Okay, that's just how it appears. And then it just says underneath it, Black Hill Exteriors, LLC.
Gotcha. Set up fee, drop down. Okay, we said it was Joshua Marsh. I don't think we need the middle name. And then the billing and billing address for everything shipping. Billing address for everything, 802 East Avenue D, Copper's Cove, 76522. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then the phone number connected to the card, is it Josh's phone number, the one ending in 3586?
No, it's going to be his personal line, the 503-707-7462.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card information whenever you are. I'm not going to charge it yet, though, because we'll still do the voice verification portion of the call.
Okay, so that's going to be 4427-4221-3331-8389.
Expiration?
05/29.
Okay, and 3 digits on the back?
132.
Okay. All right, so that's all updated here. And then last thing before we do the voice verification, you are allowed to choose a security question. And the reason being is we want to make sure that you have, I mean, in the event there's any confusion when someone calls and says they're with Local Splash, we let you just test us. So just so you know, starting with tomorrow's onboarding call at 9 o'clock, we will always call from the same number I sent you the text messages from. That's 877-635-6225. So be sure you save that as Local Splash if you haven't done so already.
I have not. I'm going to do it right now.
And then once you do that, let me know, and then I'll go through the security question option.
All right. Give me just a second. Okay, what are the questions?
Okay, it's either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My first pet's name.
Okay, and the answer?
Axel, A-X-L-E.
Nice.
Yes, I would call it, she was a bloodhound beagle mix, and we would call her Axelina because she liked to howl.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. All right, so now in regards to everything else, like, again, I have it set up under Joshua Marsh, and so we have that ready to go. So remember, the charge today is going to be $299, and that includes the $50 setup fee. Now, the information I have on my end, your name as Paige Marsh and business name is Blacktail Exteriors LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and begin the voice verification portion of the call. This portion is recorded, so if there's any questions, let me know, and I'll go ahead and address that. But for the most part, again, it's just a three-minute recap of everything. Oh, actually, before I do that, let me just reiterate two things because I know we broke up the call into two. We're the onboarding after happening tomorrow. Remember, your initiation time where your Facebook ads, your website, and everything like that, which should be ready within 7 to 14 days on your Facebook business profile as well. And then the Google optimization, we usually say about 30 to 45 days is the promise time to start moving you up the list. Fortunately for you, you're already on Google, so we don't have to start from scratch. So that time frame may be shortened, but, you know, that's still our promise time in writing is 30 to 45 days for Google optimization, okay?
So I have a question now that you just discussed that, or do you want me to wait till it's recorded?
No, go ahead.
With that being said, do I leave the current Facebook page that I have up until the other one's done?
Well, you said you want us to build out a new profile, right? So it's going to be, but you're going to create a new one so that way we don't connect to your current personal profile. So at the end of the day, all you have to do is give us your personal Facebook page that you set up, and then we'll create a brand new profile. So I already put in the notes, you know, to create a brand new profile.
Okay, so I don't need to put anything on it except for set it up.
Anything on what?
Specifically? On the Facebook.
Oh, on your personal page? I mean, whatever you want to do. If you want to put a single picture of yourself, that's fine. It does not have to be, like, a fully developed Facebook profile like your real personal profile is, though, no.
Okay, but I do need to make a business page to it or just make the profile?
No, we do that for you. Exactly. You give us login access to your personal, and we do everything else on the business side. The thing we don't do on the business side is day-to-day social media posts, right? So before and afters and things like that, that's all you, Paige.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, you're good. And then, again, we'll do the ad copy, the ad build out. You saw samples of the ad copy, so similar to those, and to make sure those are running on people's news feeds.
Perfect. I love it.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'll go ahead and begin the voice verification. Thank you for loving it, and you know, we'll go ahead and get this wrapped up for you. So now, Paige, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
Blacktail Exteriors, LLC.
All right, and please state your name and title within the business.
Paige Marsh, Office Manager.
Okay, and as Office Manager, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for accepting tomorrow's call at 9 a.m. to do the onboarding. And as a result of increased visibility, Paige, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors or sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. Now, when we do call, moving forward after tomorrow's call at 9 a.m., we'll always be calling at the 877-635-6225 number. So make sure you save that in your contacts if you haven't done so already. But when we do call, Paige, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know should you take on any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 10th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 10th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, being a month-to-month program, Paige, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And just be sure you speak to a live representative. Now, if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and process your initial payment for the $299. Give me 1 second here. You're going to receive all this in the form of an email that says, welcome to Local Splash, as well as a text message that has a link to your initial invoice. The initial invoice is essentially just a breakdown of everything we've talked about over these 2 phone calls, and then it's going to outline the payment being $299 in month one, $249 moving forward. All those details are there, Paige. As long as you verify everything is there and to your liking, just be advised there are a couple things in the terms and conditions that don't apply to you, like a customized website. So in the past, we used to do e-commerce sites and very special websites for people. We don't consider our current website providing as customized because we don't have to code it from scratch. We just have to make changes to something we have in place already. Does that make sense on that?
Yes.
So there were some details about like, oh, you know, we only do so much customized website service and a cancellation fee, not applicable to you. And then the other thing not applicable to you that I know is in there is like Google guaranteed. That's something that you can opt into later, but we haven't addressed that at this point. So if you've ever looked online and saw a Google guaranteed listing, it just happens to be the most prominent form of Google advertising. It's also quite costly. So it's something that we don't talk about in the early stages of our onboarding with our clients just because we want you to, you know, be well, I guess, a big fan of us even at this baseline level, and we've earned your trust before we address, you know, if you want to take on other forms of advertising, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, again, if you check off the 2 check boxes, sign as Paige Marsh, we should be good to go. If you can take care of that by tomorrow's 9 a.m. call, that's perfect. If not, our onboarding team will be glad to walk through that with you and answer any questions you have, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Paige, hey, thanks so much for your time today. Any questions you have for me, you still have my contact information. You can also send in a text and say, hey, John, give me a call, because when you send in a text, it does go to the entire team. But if you flag me on that, then, you know, I'll be sure to reach out.
Okay, that sounds good. I do have a question for you, though, while I have you on the phone.
Sure.
I did receive the invoice. It says access your dashboard. When I click access your dashboard, it says username and password. Is that something I get tomorrow, or is that something I create?
Correct. It's going to be tomorrow, and it's most likely connected to your account information. Once you sign the initial terms and conditions, they should provide something like that, but if you don't get an automated one, we'll talk about that. We'll review that with you tomorrow as well.
Okay, perfect.
Cool. All right, anything else, again, feel free to reach out, and we'll be glad to check in with you at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paige. Have a great one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.